Music here from Haydn's oratorio, The Creation. The heavens and earth sing out in praise and celebration. And that reflects, in a musical way, something of the mission of the Catholic Choral Society of Scranton, bringing us Haydn and Moore in a pair of spring concerts this Friday in Scranton and again Sunday in Kingston. We had a visit from Dr. Thomas Rittenhouse, Brenda Grunza, and Ann Manganello, who is music director and conductor. And we learned some history first.
It was founded right after World War II by Norbert Betty, who was in the service and came out and saw the need for a choral group in northeastern Pennsylvania. And in the history letter that I wrote this year, I said I really feel strongly that with his work at the University of Scranton, the opera for Catholic Choral Society, and his own church in the Upper Valley, that I think he should be designated as the father of choral singing in northeastern Pennsylvania. And we owe all this to Norbert. And he got some people on Broadway, two or three that I know of, and never ever would say, oh, they wouldn't have gotten there if it wasn't for me, or things like that, you know. Very self-effacing. And then, since then, we have performed around the country. We were invited to sing in New York City, St. Patrick's Cathedral, on several occasions. And then we did a Christmas program for WOR-TV on a couple occasions, too. We were also invited to sing at the Cadet Chapel at West Point, which was a real thrill. And all our trips, we were invited to sing in Germany. And at least 50 or 55 people from our group made the trip to Germany. And after making that trip, it seemed to have a cohesive effect on the group. A lot more people were friends after that and got along well, maybe even sang better.
Definitely, we did become a family after going to Germany. That was under the direction of John Vita, and we've been a family since. I do believe that that's very true. And he pulled people from Luzerne County. And I think at the time that kind of helped that base of a lot of Luzerne County people. We have seven counties of singers, but obviously Lackawanna and Luzerne County now being the largest base group of singers. And then with Ann being our director, being from Luzerne County as well, that obviously helps with that membership. But I think it's interesting to see how everything develops and how we become who we are.
You also have this sense of generations.
Absolutely. We have really made it be our mission to enrich the lives of children with music and choral music. So we do most of our concerts, except for Lent, with a children's choir, and that's what we will be featuring, the Abington Heights Honors Choir. Dana Sermonaro is the director for that group, and they'll be singing with us at the spring concert this year. We're certainly looking forward to that. We always like to enrich their lives, to let them know that they can sing at any age, whether it be high school, college, elementary school. As adults, you know, we do encourage people to come and join us eventually. And on Sunday, when we're in Luzerne County to sing, we have Hazleton Area High School Cougar Chorus with us, with Kimberly Sharonoff. So it's always a great time and very exciting to do a combined piece at the end of the concert. You know that we always do our generations in the fall with elementary, middle school, high school, college, and then us. But with our spring concert, we always feature a local high school, one from Lackawanna County and then one from Luzerne County, because we have two concerts.
Anne, how have you planned to celebrate spring musically?
Well, we're going to start off with the processional as we walk in procession. It's a very rhythmical piece called Keep Your Lamps. And after that, when we are really in place, then we're going to do a nice piece. It's called Sing Unto the Lord. And it's very imitative, and it's nice and light, and it's just a wonderful way to begin the entire program, really. Then we will sing a Kyrie Eleison, taken from the Mass. This is by David Hunsinger. It's a beautiful arrangement of the piece. How Great Thou Art is also just acknowledged in that piece, some of those words. And after we do that, then we're going to sing traditional Latin by singing the Gloria Patri by Franz Schubert. And this, too, is a challenging piece. In the middle section, it's very imitative, but we've been working very hard, and it's really starting to gel now. And then we will be singing the very traditional How Great Thou Art, but it's a beautiful arrangement by Lloyd Larson. And we will feature two of our soloists, both Bill Pierce and then Chris Koster. And following that, we're going to sing The Heavens Are Telling from Haydn's Creation. And that features a trio, as you know, And Alexandra Durant is the soprano, our tenor is Dr. Chuck Deck, and then Dr. Greg Calley is the bass in that trio section. And that will conclude our first portion of the concert. And then we will have our Abington Heights Honors Chorus. They will sing under Dana Sermonaro, their director, their accompanist, Stephen Murphy. And they will perform for us on Friday evening, and that will be at Holy Rosary Church in Scranton. And now it is called Mary Mother of God Parish. So they will begin with Now is the Month of Maying by Thomas Morley. That will be followed by Lullaby and Ballad to the Moon. Both are by Daniel Elder. And then they will end with a gospel piece, He Never Failed Me Yet. And then for Sunday, our Hazleton Area High School Cougar Chorus, under the direction of Kim Sharonoff, and their accompanist is Ethan Mariano. They will begin with Stand By Me. That's arranged by Mac Huff, and that's a very familiar piece. And that'll be followed by Kiss the Girl from The Little Mermaid, of course. And then they will sing Prayer of the Children. And they will end with a spiritual song as well called Shut the Door. And then we have two of our soloists from our chorus society will be singing a spot solo. Mary Shella will be singing Can't Help Loving That Man from Showboat. And then Jack Berneski will be singing Swanee by Gershwin. And then we will go into our final portion of singing. And we're going to start again with a religious piece, but it's a very up-tempo piece, and it's more in a contemporary style. It's Psalm 113, Sing Unto the Lord. But again, even though some of the words may be a little bit the same, it's a very different feel, very modern sounding with a lot of seventh chords, and it's really a very lovely piece. And then after that, we will sing a familiar piece, Bridge Over Troubled Water. And then we're going to do Swingin' with the Saints that has a lot of jazz in it and a lot of big band chords, the swing sound, and back and forth who has the melody, who has a counterpart between the ladies and the men. That's a very fun piece. And then we will be singing a whole medley by Rodgers and Hammerstein. It's Rodgers and Hammerstein on Broadway. And especially featured in that are some songs from The Sound of Music. Not just The Sound of Music, but some other musicals by Rodgers and Hammerstein, also The King and I. And then we will conclude with You'll Never Walk Alone. And then we have our big selection at the end where we combine the groups with us, and we will be singing an African piece, Tumekuja Kuimba, which really means we have come to sing, which is what it's all about. So our first song, Sing Unto the Lord, and we conclude with everyone singing, We Have Come to Sing, all of us together. And our wonderful Gene Shields as an accompanist for all of our pieces. We will also have percussion accompanist as also. And even some flute playing and some bongos by one of our other chorus members.
Brenda, can you tell us where you'll be and what time and how we can find you?
Yes, the first spring concert is Friday, May 18th at Holy Rosary Church in Scranton on William Street with Abington Heights Honors Choir. And the Sunday concert is May 20th at St. Ignatius Loyola, which is at 7 o'clock p.m. with Hazleton Area High School.
The Friday concert is at 7:30 because people are working, so many, of course. And just to give them a little bit more time, 7:30 on Friday, but then 7 o'clock on Sunday because many of us still have to go to work or school the next day.
And you have a web presence as well, Brenda.
Yes, you can reach us at catholiccoralsociety.org. We can also be liked on Facebook as CCS of Scranton or Catholic Choral Society of Scranton. We just recently had our web page revamped, so it seems like it's a lot more user-friendly. So we absolutely welcome people to check us out.
Brenda Grunzer and Dr. Thomas Rittenhouse, longtime co-presidents of the Catholic Choral Society, and Anne Manganello. She is the music director and conductor. And they were speaking about the society and the annual spring concerts to be presented Friday evening, that's May 18th, at 7:30 p.m. at Holy Rosary Church, 316 William Street in Scranton. And then again, Sunday, May 20th at 7 at St. Ignatius Loyola Church, 339 North Maple Avenue in Kingston. Friday evening, the society will be joined by the Abington Heights Honor Chorus and Sunday by the Hazleton Area High School Cougar Chorus. For more information on the web, catholiccoralsociety.org, catholiccoralsociety.org, or you can find them on Facebook. And that's two concerts this Friday evening, May 18th at 7:30 p.m. at Holy Rosary Church, William Street in Scranton, and Sunday, May 20th at 7 at St. Ignatius Loyola Church, 339 North Maple in Kingston, just across the river from Wilkes-Barre. For more information on the web, catholiccoralsociety.org.